Keller Committee Adjustment Meeting for June 17th, 2025 to order. Start with roll call.
Morley Haskell.
Debbie Zulak.
Nick Ryland.
Mike Edmond.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Brayton.
Chair David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. Just mentioned before we get going is that all questions, comments through the chair. We have a resolution 25-05, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Morley Haskell, that the Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Minutes our last Committee of Adjustment meeting. We have resolution 25-06, moved by Nick Ryland, second by Mike Kekkonen. The Committee of Adjustment minutes from the March 4th, 2025 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes?
I realized that I was not here for that meeting, so I suppose that I should not have moved it either, but on the motion.
That's fine. You've got a copy of them. So.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. That's all. I didn't want it to be a problem later. That's all.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay. This, well, I could read the resolution.
Sure.
Might as well do that. Put it on the table. And resolution 25-07, moved by Morley Haskell, second by Debbie Zulak. Be resolved that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/02/2025 King to permit relief of one accessory building structure, garage private, to have an increased sleeping cabin gross floor area located on the second story from 35 square meters as regulated in section 3.39 of bylaw 95-12 as amended to 79 square meters. All other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. Now I'll ask the Secretary Treasurer, first of all, the notices were filed appropriately?
Yes, notices were filed appropriately. Those within 60 meters were provided with a mailed copy. I've received two letters in support of the application, one from Stephen Stein. He's the owner of 116 Jones Road, the next door neighbor of Dave King to the south of his property. He's reviewed the variance request being in the notice of the public meeting dated June 4th, 2025. He has no objections to the variance being requested and fully supported of the variances being granted. Second letter from Larry and Anna Michelli. Please accept this email as our endorsement to allow the variance for the additional sleeping quarters for the King family on the second floor of their garage at 118 Jones Road. In speaking with Dave King, the sleeping quarters is intended as overflow for the growing family needs and not for rental purposes. That was communicated to us as their intent in the original renovation, which we were okay with. I believe the Kings had the septic sized for that in their original vision. Thank you, and please have this presented at the variance meeting as support for the variance. We are located at 120 Jones Road and are their next door neighbors, Larry and Annie and Michelle.
Great, thank you. We have the applicant here, so any comments you wish to add?
The purpose of this was to be this way all along, and we originally were here today because previous contractor did not handle this or steer this in the right way. So we've done it about circle and would like to do it the right way. We've moved up here permanently. This is our permanent residence. We're not looking to rent it out at all. This is because I have grandchildren that like to come, and I'd like to give them a place where they're not always underfoot where I'm living in my house. If you have grandchildren, you can understand what I'm talking about. And that's the purpose of it. So we're not trying to work around rules. We're trying to do it correctly, and as I said, I don't have a lot of faith in what the contractor did before, why this wasn't done previously.
Great, thank you. Any comments from members of the committee? Yes, Mike.
So are we having any planning input in regards
regards to this? Just because when you look at the zoning bylaw, it talks about a sleeping cabin means a building for overnight accommodations which is accessory to a single detached dwelling in which contains no provisions for cooking and is greater than 10 square meters of floor area. And the drawings here seem to show a kitchen area. As well, this was submitted as a garage, and there was minor variance granted for the height of the garage, but there was no mention of a sleeping cabin. So do we have any comments from the building official regarding this?
The building official is okay with it. You'll see in the kitchen drawings that there is no stove. There is a space for a microwave, but he's satisfactory with that. He didn't have any concerns with this application.
Okay, any other comments?
I just have a concern also because when I'm looking at the diagrams, it's showing a washroom and it's showing the kitchen area, and when it says sleeping cabins, you're thinking it's just for sleeping. So that was my concern also.
Well, it's a push on right now, certainly through the Ford government, to have secondary dwellings and housing. And I would think as long as the septic, I mean, if there are bedrooms associated with this and it's a sleeping area, so I assume that that would be the next step for CBO as well, to look at that, to make sure the runs are there and that they've already prepared for that. Yes, go ahead.
Actually, I'm Brian Moore, I'm the designer. We have already dealt with North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority and verified that the septic is suitable for the additional space, the additional plumbing fixtures, and the additional bedrooms.
Excellent. Yes?
So did our CBO get a copy of that?
He did. He was emailed that directly from North Bay Mattawa.
Okay.
I just have one comment on the actual application itself. It's neither here nor there. Nothing turns on it for the access. And I know it's a bit confusing, the access in there, because you've got you're on municipal road. Technically, it isn't. It's seasonal. There is a turnaround. It's been extended through a resolution that we have for the last 10 years or something that would be plowed. But there shouldn't have been any maintenance on there. If there has been for a grader or whatever, then we have to know about it, because technically it's still a seasonal road. You're just past, I think, where the turnaround was. We've extended that up to the end, up towards the bottom of the hill.
When you say past the turnaround.
Yeah, there was a bit of a turnaround off to the right.
Yeah, it's still kind of there, but now it's around.
That's where we're used to turn around for plowing.
Okay.
And now we go right through to the end, but only through a resolution that's been in effect. So technically, that's not a year-round road as such.
Okay, that's good to know. Hopefully, they have plowed right to the end, because
right.
There are people beyond us,
yeah,
that are there.
Yeah, that's the reason I think we put that in over a decade ago, to actually help the people who, now they had to reside there year-round sort of thing. It wasn't that they would just be coming up in the winter and want access. So that's what we did with a lot of the roads that were... some of them were assumed already and some were unassumed, and that one was always in the township name sort of thing, but it's seasonal from that turnaround on. And what tends to happen, I guess, it gets blurred over the years, and people seem to think that
it's
a fully...
And since the 8 years I've owned the property, it's always been plowed.
Yeah.
We've never been up there up until the last 2 winters, as we live there. I guess I've gone on the assumption that that's not, you're not planning on making any changes, are you?
They do a really good job.
No, they do. Yeah, they do a really good job.
Yeah.
That's super early in the morning, yeah.
That sounds good. Any other comments?
That kitchenette is just that. It's for coffee and bathroom.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes along with it. I was... from Chris Mortle that even a bathroom is allowed, even if it was just the garage. So it's not in the garage, it's upstairs above what we call the garage.
Yeah.
But there is no intention to put a full kitchen in there.
Okay, no further discussion. I'll call the question. I've already read the resolution. All those in favor?
Aye.
time, I'll send you a copy of the direction or the notice, and then there's the 20-day appeal period, which ends July 7th.
Okay.
So Chris will be able to issue that permit after July 7th.
Yep. May I just ask a question? The docks in this down here at McKellar.
Where the market is.
Where the market comes in. Who's responsible for those docks? Is this
in Minerva Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a guy.
Township.
We like to come in and we like to bring our grandchildren in, and this will now be the de facto stop for ice cream now since the outpost is shut down. There's no boat tie-offs on those docks.
Oh, isn't there?
I thought there was.
Unless they've changed them this year.
No, there is.
There's the farthest one, like closest to the highway, there isn't any, or there wasn't any there. There's one in a little bit. And there are a couple there. But the big dock near the highway? No, I think last year there wasn't any.
Yeah, I remember when you get a couple of boats in there, there's space to bring your boat in, but there's no tie off.
I guess a note, Carly, you can take a note, let Tom know.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Hell, I'll donate some of the tie-offs.
Yeah.
So it's only going to cost me a couple $100 in ice cream. If we're good?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Thanks, everyone.
I'm here.
I've tied my boat up in there in multiple spots. Perhaps not every spot, but I mean, the only other alternative would be somebody would have removed them. But I mean, why?
I thought when they put them in, that was one of the things was to have.
No, I thought there was.
I think she was referring to the one closer to the highway, that smaller, older one.
He may be.
In which case, there may not be anything on it.
Yeah.
Could
true.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom, sorry.
Because I don't think I've ever not been able to tie it, no matter where I tied it, wherever I went, there was spots. So.
Well, you always see boats there tied
yeah.
up.
And
so.
You know, when I've been there in the parking lot for the market, you frequently see whatever the max is, I would think 5, 6, or 7 that are tied up there. So I don't know how they're doing it if there isn't something there.
You must be parking there because the other spots are filled up.
Yeah,
you
know,
kind
of
think of that other
well,
dock.
Well, there's frequently longer
lineup
to tie up your boat than there is to get into the parking lot.
Yeah,
right? So.
Unless they have a really big boat that won't come around
sure.
into those other areas as possible.
Could
unfortunately, the boats are getting bigger all the time.
But you're right. Maybe they're thinking of the docks on the 124 side.
Yeah, most likely.